And good morning, folks, on the Morning Fury on this first day of the fall-autumn season, September 23rd, 2019. I'm Eddie Fury, along with my special guest here, and we're going to be talking about September as being the National Suicide Awareness Month. And with me are my special guests. Go ahead and introduce yourself and what you are doing here.
I'm Amy Dumas, and I work for the Salt Lake County Child Abuse Prevention Council. But we're here today to talk about the Salt Lake County Prevention Network, which I co-chair with Kelly, our other guest. And we are a subcommittee of the Community Collaborative, and we work together on prevention projects and how we can provide prevention education together as community partners for a numerous amount of things. And one of our hot topics that we work on is suicide prevention. So with September being Suicide Awareness Month, we have lots of activities that are planned collaboratively between numerous organizations that provide prevention services in our community.
And Kelly, you are from the Santa County Community Mental Health, right?
That's correct.
What else do you do there?
I work in prevention and public education.
That's what we're here to talk about. There is an event coming up, Bringing Light to the Darkness, a Walk for Suicide Awareness and Remembrance will be coming this Friday at Maple Valley Elementary School. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m., and can you tell us what will be going on there?
Yes, it will be an evening where we will focus on the healing and grief of those who have lost a friend or a loved one by suicide.
And I saw that this year was not a good year, was it? I would say across the state or even nation with suicides.
So the statistics run a little bit behind. And so the national statistics at this time are up from 2016 to 2017. So we're over 46,000 across the United States. Mm-hmm. Michigan is falls in about the average range of number of deaths per 100,000.
Yeah, but when we mean average, it's pretty stable, but we would love to see that way below average or at zero. But at this point, it seems it's just a problem that continues. So
it is, and it's so important to talk about the facts and the figures because it brings home the reality that this is happening in even our small communities. But when I think about the work that the Santa Lac County Prevention Network is doing and the culmination of Suicide Awareness Month in September, what we would like to do is not only raise awareness of the issue, but then throughout the year, we're working towards offering hope, help, and healing to our communities with regards to the issue of suicide.
And so this will be going on this coming Friday. And I've seen some of the setup here out there in front of the Santa County Courthouse. Are those chairs out there, did they represent last year's?
No, they represent a sampling of those who have lost their lives to suicide based on their gender and their age. And if you look closely at them, you can see that suicide doesn't discriminate when it comes to age and gender.
What are you seeing that are the cause and effects here?
Well, there's a lot of stressors in the world for people. Right. So, and one community that Kelly and I have really talked about a lot recently is our farming community and the stresses that are on farmers this year because of the weather this spring and the weather this fall and the stresses of, are you going to get your, you know, so you just got to watch out for your neighbors. It could
That's
be anyone.
Right.
So, and the triggers for people are different. So in light of Suicide Awareness Month, we also have other things that are happening. Kelly, on Monday next week, there's another presentation, correct?
Yes. On Monday the 30th at McKenzie Health Systems, at the hospital there in the evening at their Healthy Lifestyles, I'll be teaching on QPR, which is Question, Persuade, Refer, and it is an evidence-based program designed to help people learn the signs and symptoms of a suicide crisis and how to help someone who may be experiencing a crisis to get them to the help that they need. So that's part of the help that we're trying to offer. I believe we live in this beautiful county where people really care about one another. But sometimes when it comes to the issue of suicide or mental health issues, we don't know how to help.
Right, or even a survivor, because a close friend of ours, with me and another friend of mine, I was doing a basketball game, and I got a call right, near the halftime, and they said, hey, something terrible is happening, and, I think our friend, committed suicide, and then just shocked, disbelief, and just the question that a lot of survivors are asking is why,
right?
How come? You know, that's the big question that we never are never satisfied with the answer most of the time.
No.
So I know survivors, the repercussions from that are tenfold sometimes.
Right, they refer to it as a complex grief.
Yes.
So one of the things that Sanilac County Community Mental Health offers is the Survivors of Suicide Support Group. And that is held on the last Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8:30. Mackenzie, one of our partners, is gracious enough to allow us to have that in their cafeteria there. So that will be actually tomorrow night.
That's right. That's tomorrow. You can, by the way, the Sanilac County Community Mental Health has a Facebook page. That's at Sanilac CMH. It's also the name of the website. You go to the website there and find all the info. Amy, you deal with children where you work at and all that. Children, very prevalent to suicide, aren't they?
Yes.
Or teens, too.
Because suicide doesn't have any barriers with gender, race, age. So I know that there are little kiddos out there that have mental distress or stressors, too. And as adults in their world, we need to be vigilant and watch. I partner with Kelly. I'm one of the five mental health first aid trainers in the county, and we're offering some of our mental health first aid classes, and I recommend them to anyone, because it's like medical first aid. You can help someone, and the stigma against mental illness needs to be stomped out, because we need to support and help people in order to prevent tragic events. So our youth mental health first aid, which gears towards children, will be taught on October 10th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sandusky Community Mental Health Building. And then we also have an adult class, because dealing with the difference in age has a little bit of different things that we teach about what to look for and what to do. And our next adult class is October 24th, and Kelly and I will be teaching that one together, I believe, and that one is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and where can we find the info, too? Would it be online?
These are on the same Facebook page for Community Mental Health, and that's where a lot of these events, they can get information from.
Okay. We're talking to Amy Dumas and Kelly Phelps. Also, we're going to be talking about more about our Sanilac County Prevention Network, and it's basically to remember that this month is Suicide Awareness Month. And welcome back to WTGV 97.7 FM and WMIC, Eddie Fury of you, and along with my special guests, Amy and Kelly. They're here with the Sanilac County Prevention, Suicide Prevention Network Council also, and we're talking about Suicide Prevention Month. It has been throughout this whole month of September. Bringing Light to Darkness, a Walk for Suicide Awareness and Remembrance will be happening this Friday, September 27th. This will be going on at the, there will be activities and community presentation at Maple Valley Elementary in Sandusky, and the doors open at 5:30 p.m. You'll have a speaker there, right?
Yes, Anthony Grupita will be joining us. His message is the magic of hope. And many listeners will remember him from the fair this year, where he was going around doing sleight of hand tricks. He is also a mental health activist and wellness speaker. So we are very excited to have him coming and sharing his message of hope.
And there'll be a walk to the courthouse and a luminary ceremony immediately following that event also.
That's correct.
And now we want to talk about the warnings of suicide. You wanted to mention the following signs may mean someone is at risk for suicide. What do you want to touch on that?
So if someone ever mentions or is talking about they want to die or they're going to kill themselves or they're looking for a way to do that, like those are key factors or alarms that should trigger you with a response to maybe question a little bit more and say, well, what do you mean by that? And see what they tell you. And especially if they have a plan, you need to get them in a crisis connection to the hotline. And we have a hotline here in 24 hours, Kelly, and the county, right? Can you share that number?
Well, there's several ways to get help, but three of the main numbers that I'll mention are, first of all, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 800-273-TALK or 8255. And that's available 24/7. If you're not comfortable with talking to somebody on the phone, you can text. There's a national text line of 741-741. Also, Santa Ynez County Community Mental Health has a crisis hotline available. It's 888-225-4447. There's always somebody available on the other end of that line.
Okay, and where can that be found? Is that on a website too?
Yeah, posted on our website, posted on our Facebook pages, including the suicide prevention Facebook page.
Okay, I see that the call access center is at the very bottom there also.
Yes.
And that's at the sanlaccmh.org website also.
That's correct.
So that's 888-225-4447. Mm-hmm. Experiencing symptoms of a mental illness there. Other events coming up here very soon. I know that the Coming Up for Air event was not too long ago.
That's correct. Yeah. That was back in August, and it was a very successful evening where community partners came together and talked about how they reach out to the community to help anybody who may be experiencing a mental health crisis from their different perspectives. The Sheriff Gary Benicki was there, Bryant Wilkie, the Director of the Health Department was there, also members from Community Mental Health, and Therese Stone from our schools was there. Mm-hmm. She's a social worker there. The success of this event and bringing the community together has led to us bringing the entire film to Santa Ynez County in October.
Okay. That's good.
Yes.
And obviously, suicide can be a mental health issue also. It is, you know, it's the thoughts in your head that are telling you, the thought of suicide, I dealt with that. I think I'm pretty much over that. So I've got a great support system around me. The family is a big one. So,
and the
wife.
And that's key, is having a support system for yourself. So if you're feeling stressed or, you got to make some time for you, and you need to make sure that you're reaching out to those people that could help you. Yeah, and hopefully you'll just have one person that will listen and help, and always reach out, always ask. You know, there's many more options than taking a tragic turn.
Okay, we're going to be doing this coming up this Friday. And will you be there?
I can't be there on Friday, so my partner...
There's a lot of partners, by the way, with the Santa Ynez County Prevention Network Council. I mean, a lot of them that are involved.
So we're going to try to list a few of them, but we don't want to miss anyone.
Sorry in advance.
So Community Mental Health and the Child Abuse Prevention Council both have representatives that come to our meetings. We have Murphy USA.
They just joined
us down at the Walmart gas station company there. We have Deckerville Community Hospital and the Substance Use Department at the Health Department.
Yes.
We have law enforcement representatives. Chief Lester visits us often.
McKenzie Hospital.
McKenzie.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's close to most of them. But,
DT.
I represent DTF there.
Okay.
And then we also have a representative from the ISD that comes regularly.
Yes.
And we also have some community partners that come in that that have an interest in helping with prevention.
Or just the public in general, too.
So, right. Yeah. Right. Oh. So...
And Harbor Oaks Hospital has been just a phenomenal partner with us over this last year.
So we have lots of people, and people come to the meetings when they can. So Kelly works at Community Mental Health. I work at the Child Abuse Prevention Council. So if you're interested, we co-chair this community group. And so if you're interested, you can get a hold of one of us. Our phone numbers are on our website or contact information. And we can tell you when the next meeting is. So.
And okay. Good Start Collaborative.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Carolyn.
Again, the Bringing Light to Darkness, a walk for suicide awareness and remembrance, is this Friday, September 27th, starting at 5:30 p.m. The doors open in Sandusky at Maple Valley Elementary. You can also go check out the register and purchase t-shirts at stopsuicidenow.myevent.com. Do it quickly because it is the week of. 810-583-0326 for more information. Sponsored by the Sanlac County Prevention Network. That's 810-583-0326 for more information. And again, the hotline for suicide, or if you need somebody to talk to, 800-273-TALK, 800-273-8255, or locally, that's 888-225-4447. That's with the SanlacCMH.org website. You can find that number. That's 888-225-4447. And again, the Facebook page at Sanlac CMH is right there. It shows you the list of activities and events coming up with the Survivors After Suicide Support Group, which we tomorrow, and that'll be going on McKenzie Health System, and the Suicide Awareness Remembrance Walk details, and also the Youth Mental Health First Aid. Mm-hmm. And there was one more other thing coming up.
We also have an adult mental health first aid because they're right. Separate.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any parting words in the last few seconds here? We got.
Just to reiterate that we're here to help you, to help others, to find the hope that they need to continue when they may be feeling hopeless. All of these events are free. Although we have t-shirts for sale for the walk, which helps us to raise funds for future events.
Thank you.
All right,
Amy and Kelly, thank you.